This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Palestinian security forces today arrested two suspected terrorists in connection with last night's suicide bombing outside a popular Tel Aviv nightclub. Four people were killed and dozens more injured. The attack is the first since Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas called for an end to violence at a summit earlier this month, and it threatens a truce that has largely been holding. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The mild weekend evening promised crowds along Tel Aviv's seaside promenade, where young people are drawn to late-night clubs. The relative calm that has descended since the Sharon-Abbas summit seemed to draw them even more. Clubgoers queued outside the door of a karaoke club called The Stage, unsuspecting of the bomber in their midst. A 29-year-old eyewitness who identified himself as Tzaki said 15 to 20 people stood at the entrance waiting to be checked on their way in. He said security guards spotted someone suspicious, but it was too late.
Suddenly there was a tremendous explosion and people were lying on the ground. There was one woman who was dead. I held her in my arms. It was a very terrible scene.
45-year-old Jacob Sassoon was across the street when the blast shook his restaurant and injured at least five of his customers, some of whom still sat in the rubble. But Sassoon said despite this attack, he wanted his government to respond with restraint.
Few people that go to die to explode himself, I don't think that stopped the peace. Because, you know, we have chance here. We have chance in the country.
As Israel cleaned up, news agencies report that the army took into custody two brothers of the suicide bomber, who was identified as a university student from the northern West Bank. It is unclear who may have recruited him. Palestinian militant factions denied involvement in the bombing that threatens to unravel what has been a fragile truce. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said whoever is behind it intended to sabotage a budding peace process. The newly installed Palestinian interior minister said Palestinian security forces today detained a number of militants in connection with the bombing. But both Palestinian and Israeli officials have hinted that a third party, such as the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah, may have had a hand in the attack. Up until now, the Palestinian leadership tried to negotiate with rather than confront Palestinian militants. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Gideon Meir said last night's bombing proved more was needed.
The only way to stop this kind of terrorist attacks is by dismantling the infrastructure of terror and fighting the terrorist organizations. What we would like to see is action and not words.
Tel Aviv's first suicide bombing in 4 months blackened the entrance of a nightclub and wrecked several cars. Israeli officials indicated it would not, however, derail the tentative new relations the Israelis and Palestinians are attempting to forge. But the timing couldn't be worse. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is due to meet Mahmoud Abbas and European Union, Russian, and United Nations representatives in London next week to discuss Palestinian reforms and how the world can help. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.